How do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me quite literally takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me.
It's episode 204 of Vegas Revealed. The historic Tropicana Hotel is officially closing this spring.
The Fountain Blue Las Vegas has a new president, and Planet Hollywood's Heart Bar gets a new name and a new look, and I must say, we're impressed.
Very much so. Plus, where you can go to spot some big-time NFL stars during Super Bowl week.
Blake Shelton is set to be honored here in Las Vegas, and a new downtown spot for some classic donut holes.
Oh, I love donut holes. That and so much more this week on Vegas Revealed.
Let's do it. Let's spin that wheel. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Vegas Revealed. We're at episode 204. Dana Roselli and Sean McAllister here, getting ready for an extremely busy Super Bowl week. We've already been busy. We just wrapped up a bunch of live shots that we did right there from the Strip. And I say we because our company kind of, it was our idea. We pitched it. We did it. But Sean was the talent. And it was a lot of fun. We talked to Chicago, Seattle, Miami, Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, more than a dozen big markets across the country. Just so excited about Super Bowl, the first ever Super Bowl here in Las Vegas. Of course, we're excited about that too. So had to share as much of the excitement and information leading up to the game as we could. And we've been not only lining ourselves up and lining up our schedule for Super Bowl week to cover everything that's going on, but also cramming and studying and getting all that information right so that we can share it with the rest of the country.
I know. And we'll have a little bit of that coming up, just kind of some of our picks for what's good for the week. But yeah, there's so much information coming out constantly. I mean, we're going to be all over the place Super Bowl week. I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, and especially because it's something we haven't experienced before. It's a first for Las Vegas, obviously. So we're going to be on the red carpet of the NFL honors. We're going to be at Allegiant Stadium for opening night. We're going to be at a bunch of media parties, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and I know Usher is going to be speaking with us and our media colleagues to give some insights and glimpses about what to expect from that halftime show.
Yeah, and the best part is Monday at noon, we get to taste and test and look at all the Super Bowl food that they'll be offering on Big Game Sunday.
And I have a feeling it's going to be some of the food offerings for like the high roller suites.
Ooh.
Also. So it's not just going to be like hot dogs and hamburgers and wings. It's going to be like the elevated version of tailgate food.
We'll have to fast on Sunday.
We will. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I know. I think the good thing is I think we'll be doing a lot of walking this week.
Lots of steps.
So the Tropicana is officially closing. We've been talking about this for a long time, but you know, the letter went out and that's kind of been all the chatter online this week. A lot of people sad to see that the Tropicana, because it's such a historic property, is going to close. Others saying, you know what, it's about time, kind of need to open up some room over there.
Yeah, and I feel like back in December, I know we definitely had a conversation between ourselves, but we may have had it here on the podcast as well. I don't
Who knows?
There's lots of conversations.
Our life is a podcast.
Oh my, it really is. But I know even in December, we were hearing that it was going to be kind of like a spring. Spring was the projected timeline for the property to close. And then they'll be, you know, getting everything pulled out of the building and ready for demolition by fall.
Yeah. So they did say in the letter that they're expecting it to close on April 2nd. So April 2nd of 2024, it is official. And like, I must say, I'll admit, I'm bad because we've had so much going on when it all centers around Super Bowl lately. I have not really investigated as much as I should into the Oakland A's turning into the Las Vegas A's and coming to Las Vegas. Now, that's not completely 100% set in stone, right? But it's close.
Yeah, I mean, plans are moving forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bally's, who's the company that owns the Tropicana now, is saying, you know, we are moving forward with these plans to, you know, tear down the existing Tropicana, give those 9 acres to build a new ballpark, and then, you know, build a new resort under Bally's management on that same site where the Tropicana is now. But I think people are just very skeptical of the ownership of the Las Vegas A's.
They're right.
Like, people have had the carpet pulled out from under them before. There's no reason why they wouldn't do the same thing in Las Vegas. I know that's what a lot of fans on social media are saying. Fans from the Bay Area that I've communicated with, they're like, all right, if you want to get into business with these guys, we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah. And didn't I read or heard or whatever that there was another city that was possibly interested in bringing them there, and they were kind of throwing their hat in the ring? I don't know, something like that.
Well, there are pictures of some billboards that went up around the Salt Lake City area and that say Utah wants baseball. So I think that there's still some maneuvering that's going on in the background. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the Tropicana and the management over at Bally's, they are moving forward with plans to demolish the Trop. And as you said, Dana, it closes April 2nd.
Yeah, we listened real quick. We got a media alert that the Culinary Union was doing a little kind of Q&A to inform people on where staff there stands and some of the longtime employees. And we listened in for a little bit. And it was interesting. They were saying some of the longtime employees there, like, and there were people that have worked there for 30 plus years.
Oh, really long time employees, for sure.
That, you know, they're set to get a pretty good exit package there. Some, you know, it adds up a certain amount per year. And then if you add up all the years, it was coming out to like $40,000 to $60,000.
Yeah.
So they're luckily going to be okay with a nice exit package. And obviously I know there's different things where, you know, if another resort is built or something like that, that they would be in first dibs and stuff like that. But we'll see. Anyway, it is sad. Everyone talking about it, I think, is, you know, remembering the old Tropicana and the history of it. But I feel like a lot of people currently that live here are not going over to the Tropicana all the time. So I'm kind of like, well, are you really going to miss it?
Well, and I feel the same way about when the Riviera closed.
Yeah.
When, I mean, for a long time, Riviera was just sitting there, and not saying that nothing was going on, but it wasn't like a destination resort on the Strip. It was one of the older properties. There wasn't a ton of, I'll say, reinvestment going into the property to keep it up to date and all that kind of thing. Sure, it's an iconic property, and it's part of what made Las Vegas Las Vegas. I think Liberace had his highest, he became the highest paid entertainer, definitely in Vegas and maybe in the world, performing over there at the Riviera. So there's absolutely history, as there is over at Trop. But the fact of the matter is, people aren't going there. People are not making the Tropicana a destination.
No.
And so, you know, when things have had their time,
it's tough,
they've had their time, and you need to honor the history and look to the future.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what Las Vegas does. You know, the Trop's, parts of the Trop, I'm sure, will end up at the Neon Boneyard.
Right. It's been a good run.
Yeah. 1957, April 1957, the Tropicana opened.
Wow. Yeah, and it's a great showroom there. I think that'll be the biggest thing. I mean, it's such a fantastic showroom that they have there. Other than that, right now there aren't really a lot of restaurants there. It's not like a place that you go for something. You know, it's not like, oh, yeah, they don't have a lot of offerings there. You know, no. They have gaming. They have some shows in the big showroom. They have the Laugh Factory for comedy. Other than that.
Well, and I think that they've been scaling back operations as well, knowing that this day was coming too. So they weren't going to announce any new restaurants or any new attractions or shows because they knew it was shutting down.
I always had an issue. The restroom is too far from the showroom.
It's really far. You have to go out around the corner, past the coffee shop, down to the corner of the hallway.
I'm like, you've missed a whole act. I missed 30 minutes of the show. I mean, you really need to.
But you're really close to the door that goes out to the pool.
That's true. And the back hallway. We've been backstage there, right? When we met up with Frank Marino after Legends.
Yeah.
So, hey, okay, so let's move from older properties to newer. Fontainebleau Las Vegas has a new president already. And a lot of people are going, wait, already? But you know what? I think this is going to be good, personally, because he has worked at a lot of properties in Las Vegas. And we're talking about Maurice Wooden. He is actually a 36-year veteran of the hospitality sector, specifically the luxury hospitality sector. I'm not going to cut that out. Sector. Okay. But he also worked as a principal executive officer and president of Wynn Las Vegas. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, it is. I think that this is a good fit. It seems like on paper, at least. I don't know Mr. Wooden personally.
Me either.
But you know, his resume, I think, speaks for itself.
Yeah, I was looking. I was like, oh, he's worked at the Golden Nugget and the Mirage.
Yeah. He was on the board of the LVCVA, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Mm-hmm. So definitely some deep roots here in Las Vegas. And this is kind of the latest in, I'll say, some tumultuous times for leadership over there at Fontainebleau. Ever since the property opened, there has been some management change going on, which I will say is not completely inconsistent with what happens when big new resorts open.
Yeah, definitely. You hear a lot of, you know, changes and stuff like that. The one thing I think that's going to be good about Maurice Wooden is having someone who knows Las Vegas, because I know the Fontainebleau is iconic and you know, Fontainebleau development and everything like that. And a lot of them are from, you know, Miami area. And Vegas is different than Miami. And this is also their first gaming property.
Right.
So they got to get gamblers through the door. So I think this is going to be a good fit for them to maybe, you know, maybe pivot a little and go in a couple different directions that maybe they didn't have planned or whatever.
Yeah, and maybe use that Miami influence, but be a little more Vegas-minded,
right?
If you will.
Pivot.
Yeah, pivot. Pivot!
It's the Best of Friends episode. Yeah, they announced a president right after Nachogate went viral.
Oh, boy.
We didn't get to talk about this last week. There's really not much to say. I feel like everyone knows exactly what we're talking about. You know, the picture of the nachos over at the Fontainebleau, and there were six chips, and then someone posted it, and everyone went crazy posting their nachos, and then Fontainebleau changed the nacho plate that comes out, the order, the look of it, kind of more of a mound
the
of nachos,
of
the quantity, not six chips. And so that was, you know, interesting because they turned it around and they had a lot of fun with it too, the Fontainebleau. And I think that's kind of what you got to do, right?
Every single other property in Las Vegas had fun with it too.
It's true.
Every property started posting pictures of their own nachos.
Mm-hmm. I know. And then Fontainebleau said, listen, we made a mistake. I mean, listen, but that's the, you know, when you listen to the people, when something goes viral like that on social media, you got to act on it. And they did. They listened, they changed it. But apparently I'm hearing now some people are saying that they're disappointed because now they want to go get the six chip nacho plate and see what it's like. And they don't serve it anymore. So isn't that funny? Oh my gosh. Anyway, welcome to Fontainebleau Las Vegas to Maurice Wooden. Hopefully that's a good move and we'll see some positive things over there.
And by the way, Dana, end of February, we're definitely going to be over at Fontainebleau because Live with Kelly and Mark, which used to be Live with Regis and Kelly.
And then Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Kelly and Ryan. That's right. I skipped over the whole Ryan Seacrest era.
Then there was like a year of changing hosts. And then before that was Regis.
Regis and Kathy Lee. Yeah. Yeah. Even before Kelly.
Well, yeah. Regis and Kelly. Remember? Oh my gosh. That has changed.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, that show is coming, hosted now by Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos.
They're married.
And they were married actually here in Las Vegas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was a shotgun wedding.
Oh.
It cost them under $200 back in. It was either 1996 or 97.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, a good year. I love Mark Consuelos. I watch
a lot
him
of
on,
people do.
Yeah. I didn't watch him on the soap opera he was on. I watched him on Riverdale.
Oh,
that show,
okay.
Riverdale. Yeah,
gotcha.
He was on that. So, but yeah, that'll be good. We're going to that. We already got our ticket. Well, we've submitted tickets and I think we've been approved, submitted for. FYI, if you do want to go, there is a link. I have it on my Facebook. Maybe we'll tweet it out too. If you want to get free tickets, you probably have to do it quick because they're probably going to go fast. But they're doing 2 days of tapings, a Monday and a Tuesday at the end of February. And there's a lot of room in that theater. So they're, you know, the tickets are free. You just got to put in your information and wait to be approved.
Yeah. So that's going to be a fun time. It'll be good to welcome them back. I'm sure they have a lot of personal Vegas stories that they're going to be sharing during their time here as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, it's good. It'll be their first time at the Fountain Blue. And speaking of shows, Hacks, the show, is coming back for season 3. And they were shooting in Las Vegas this week. And both you and I were like, thank goodness, we love that show. I'm so glad there's going to be a season 3.
It's so good. Jean Smart is such a good actress
That
role of playing like the stand-up comedian who is on her way out. But then, you know, her career skyrockets again. And I feel like it's loosely based on Joan Rivers' career,
Good, yeah.
Honestly.
Right. Her relationship with her assistant, or not assistant, writer.
Yes.
The girl who writes her jokes. I got to go revisit the like last 2 episodes because I forgot. It's been so long.
It is. And season 2, they were out on the road lot. So there wasn't a ton of Vegas scenes that were a part of it. So, and I have a feeling that a lot, there were portions certainly of season 1 that were shot here in Las Vegas, but I feel like season 3, they're like really going for it with the on location shoots.
Yeah. We saw casting calls and there were, we saw them in front of Caesar's Palace, and then we saw there was a casting call for a shoot at Topgolf. So that'll be good to see all that stuff, you know, a lot of fun. Yeah.
I think they had, several different locations that were happening. So Hacks, obviously in production now, hopefully we'll be back with new episodes by the end of the year on HBO.
Yeah. Hey, quickly wanted to mention Planet Hollywood. They have a great center bar in the casino, and it was called Heart Bar. And it was always interesting, the people watching, right, over there. But they're getting a new bar called Glass Bar. It's going to debut this winter. So they sent out some renderings. Go to our social media, our Instagram on Vegas Revealed, and also our Twitter. That's what I'm going to call it. I know it's X. I'm going to say that every time. But anyway, it looks gorgeous, and I'm excited for this change because, you know, we always say a good center bar is just, I mean, the center bar is where it's at, where the people watching is at, and it's just fun.
And there have been so many memories at that Planet Hollywood at the Heart Bar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it was a Heart Bar for, a long time.
Yeah.
I don't really remember it before it was Heart Bar, to be honest.
No, I don't either. I think it's been here since we got here.
Yeah. And I have certainly had some late nights before shows over at the theater there, after shows at the theater there.
Mm-hmm.
And then just going to like hang out and meet up with friends there too.
Right. It's a good time. I was there once after the Hans Klock show. Remember Hans?
Hans and Pamela Anderson.
Yes.
Hans Klock, the magician.
Yeah. I loved him and his hair that always blew in the wind. I think I talked about this before.
He had the Beyonce fan before Beyonce had the Beyonce fan.
Loved it, right? And he had Pamela Anderson in his show. And one night I was there, and Hans was there at the Heart Bar with Pam, and everyone was drinking and smoking cigs. It was just like, I'm like, what am I? This is like the weirdest moment.
It's a Vegas moment.
It was a very
Vegas. That is
Vegas.
100% a Vegas yeah. moment.
But the Glass Bar actually looks really beautiful. I'm excited for that to open. It's going to be, let's see, nearly 4,000 square feet. It's going to be, you know, a cocktail lounge that features bar top games for guests and like 6 television screens. So it should be pretty cool.
Yeah, it should. I'm looking forward to that. All right. Should we talk Super Bowl?
Yeah, let's talk Super Bowl week and what we noticed as kind of the top things that we think the general public will enjoy, right? Like what they can actually be a part of. But you and I are going to be out and about and doing Super Bowl all week. So, you know, instead of doing a big podcast next week, since we are going to all these different things, I think we're going to drop little nuggets all week long. And I hope everyone enjoys that. But that's the plan, just to kind of guide you along the week, because there's no point in going and doing all these things and not being able to share it in more of a real time-ish kind of moment.
Exactly. And I think giving you guys some updates along the way is going to also kind of give you some perspective into what we're experiencing as we're, you know, down there on the strip, seeing fans arrive, seeing the teams arrive, having Usher talking, mm-hmm. you know, seeing the inside of the stadium for the first time. All of that stuff, I think, is probably going to come across better in, like you said, Dana, in more of a real-time environment yeah. than if we, like, did everything, came back, compiled our thoughts, and sat down and did everything for a big podcast. So yeah. You'll be getting shorter snippets throughout the week next week.
Because we were like, I mean, it's our podcast. We can do whatever we want, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't work for anyone. We work for ourselves. So yeah, we figure, why not? Let's do it like that. One cool thing that did come across today, and we did talk with the folks over at Caesars Entertainment about, they're doing this huge projection show on the outside of the Augustus Tower at Caesars Palace, which is the NFL host hotel. Yep. And so that seems like it's going to be cool. And that'll be running. It's a few minutes long. So I think folks that are walking on the strip, walking by Caesars, are going to see this. And it's, you know, free. So enjoy that and take that in.
Yeah. So that's going to be going off periodically. It's going to use that 3D projection mapping. There's going to be lasers. There's going to be music. It's definitely, it sounds like something that will stop you in your tracks if you are walking by.
Right.
And it's probably going to draw you in to more of the photo ops and atmosphere that they have planned over at Caesars.
Yeah, because that's like the 50-yard line of the strip, right?
Right.
That's what they're calling, like, right the center, right? I know they're going to have this big Super Bowl throne there where people can take pictures, and it's going to be great. There is so much coming up. I mean, you and I are going to try and hit the halftime show press conference. We're going to do our best. Like I said, we're going to opening night. We're going to a preview of the food. We're going to the NFL honors, which we're going to talk a little bit more about in tips. But
we'll probably head out and talk with both teams as well.
Yeah. So, and they're staying over at Lake Las Vegas to kind of have some peace and stay away from it all. So anyway, there's tons happening. Shaq is doing his big party. A lot of people look forward to that because he does it year after year, every Super Bowl. So I was wondering where he was going to have it. He's having it at Excess on that Friday night. And it's interesting because it's like there's rides, and I'm like, where are the rides going at Excess? But it must be out by the pool area or something. So I'm curious to see everything that's going to be built for this moment. I mean, it just sounds like there are like endless things to do.
Yeah. And then, I mean, there are parties all over the place. Maxim is throwing its own big game party. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about Guy Fieri is throwing a huge tailgate out behind the High Roller.
Yeah.
There is no shortage. Plus, there's like nightclub events.
Yeah. And Marshmallow. And I think he's at Excess on Super Bowl night, I think it is, which I was thinking, like, whoever the one. I have a feeling the winning team's going to possibly go to Excess.
They've got to.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not. Maybe they'll go, I don't know. I wonder. Excess, maybe Omnia. Yeah. Cause it is the NFL host. I don't know. We'll see where they show up, but we have a feeling the team always goes out.
They do. And there is no better celebration town than Las Vegas. So,
exactly. Yeah. All right. So we wanted to mention this too, just because, you know, we always talk about Ole Red opening and obviously people love Blake Shelton. And we just found out he's going to be honored this year at the Keep Memory Alive Gala, which they have moved this year to May. So it's May 10th at MGM Grand Garden Arena.
And this is a gala that benefits the Cleveland Clinic Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health. Keep Memory Alive is a fantastic organization that does so much, not only to help find a cure for Alzheimer's and other brain diseases, but they do a ton for people who are caregivers to those who are suffering from these conditions as well. So, I mean, tons and tons of money, millions and millions has been raised since they've started doing the Power of Love Gala. Can't believe it's the 27th.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's one of the most star-studded events in Las Vegas every year. It raises tons of money for such a great cause. Blake Shelton, known for doing, you know, attaching himself to a lot of different charities and, you know, philanthropic events and fundraisers. So they feel he deserves to be honored. And I think this is going to be great. Something else they do over there is just really create awareness. It all creates awareness. Even when I interviewed Maria Shriver last time when I was there, I went and followed her on Instagram and her Women's Alzheimer's Movement. And I have learned so much following that account over the last year, just about awareness, things to look for, things, you know, foods to eat that can help, what can benefit, what to be aware of if, you know, you have a family member that starts to show these signs. And also, hey, some things that happen are actually not dementia or Alzheimer's. It's just getting old.
Yeah. Well,
people forget where their keys are.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up because that is one of the examples that that they give. They're like, if you forget where you put your keys, that's not a sign of dementia. If you forget where you're driving.
Yes.
That's kind of a sign that something could be going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Really interesting. So anyway, I'm sure we'll be there covering that. You can get tickets online right now. Fabulous, fabulous event. Amazing food, entertainment. And they're honoring Blake Shelton, but there'll be a lot of other celebrities and performances on stage as well, as they always do.
Let's do some tips. All right, Dana, we were talking about all of the events that are happening during NFL week, all the things that we're going to be out covering. One of them is the NFL Honors over at Resorts World on February 8th, which I believe that's going to be broadcast live as well.
Okay, yeah. And we feel like this event is going to bring a lot of the top talent in, right? And so we were thinking, like, if you're in town, if you're a local and you want to kind of spot some of your favorite players, coaches, iconic athletes, wonderful athletes from that maybe don't even play football, you know? People who are also going to be maybe presenting or hosting. This is probably the place to be where we think you could run into some of those people just by being around Resorts World because it's a huge event. They're all going to be arriving.
So possibly plan on lunch at Resorts World, an early dinner.
Happy hour, really.
Hang around.
Yeah. the red carpet's 3 to 5. We'll be on the carpet doing some interviews. So I don't know. Yeah, like you said, maybe lunch because then they'll be walking in for the 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or dinner. Or happy hour.
Or happy hour.
Yeah, or just hang out.
So that'll be good.
Yeah, that's a little tip from us, okay? Another one is, and I said to you, we got to get this in because, you know, we have so many donut shops around town and they're wonderful. But one that's kind of a classic is Carl's Donuts. And it's been around since 1966. And I was excited to see that they opened up another location in downtown Las Vegas. And it's called the Donut Hole because I love a good donut hole better than a donut.
Me too. And I feel like it's so much less of a commitment than a whole donut.
Yes. And yeah. And it's just, you're not holding on to it forever. It's like you pop it in your mouth. For me, I'll just eat the whole thing. Some people might eat it in
two bites.
Chunks or two or three. But it is now open. They're doing like a big grand opening on February 10th. It's Carl's Donuts. And it's right in walking distance of Fremont Street Experience. So the Donut Hole, I have had their donut holds there. I don't get donuts a lot, but I had like a shower for a friend and I got donut holes and they were delicious. So I highly recommend Carl's Donuts.
Yeah, Carl's Donuts. Those are great donuts. And I love the legacy that they have here in Las Vegas as well. Well, after Super Bowl wraps up, the next big holiday after that is Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. of course. So if you're in Las Vegas and looking for something to do with your Valentine, maybe a trip to the Mob Museum is an idea.
It's so romantic.
It's an idea.
All right. But here's the deal. Free admission for Nevada residents on Wednesday, February 14th. And you may ask, well, why is that? Well, that's because they have a display inside for the Valentine's Day Massacre. And everyone knows why we're laughing. We're not trying to be, but here's the deal. They have a special showcase in there that shows the two Thompson submachine guns used in the infamous St. Valentine's Day Massacre on February 14th, 1929. And we were reading that going, that calls for free admission for you and your loved one on Valentine's Day, doesn't it?
Well, listen, what if this is a surprise portion of someone's Valentine's Day festivities? You know, they do the flowers, the chocolates, plan a nice dinner, and then you go to the museum to look at the machine guns responsible for a massacre.
Right. To each their own, right? Hey, listen, non-residents receive buy one, get one free too. So anybody visiting. But you're right. Like, here's the deal. The Mob Museum is literally, first of all, free admission or buy one, get one free is great because it's one of the best museums.
It's amazing.
The Mob has a place in history.
It sure does.
And so, you can see what they're trying to do there. They have, you know, that display inside that showcase. And so why not, you know, get people through the door to see it? So if you want to go check out the Mob Museum, Valentine's Day might be your day. And I think you'll have a good time.
All right, that wraps it up for episode 204. Remember, next week we're going to be dropping a series of shorter episodes as we experience Super Bowl week unfolding in front of us right here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Check out our social media. We'll post some of, also have some of Sean's live shots that he did for there from the Strip. Covering Super Bowl and getting ready for the week. Also, I want to thank our sponsor, Vegas Near Me. Download that if you're coming into town for Super Bowl or if you live here. Pretty much anything fun to do or see is on Vegas Near Me. Basically, restaurants, attractions, maps. You can book an Uber. You can book a hotel room. All that good stuff. And it will really come in handy for that week. There's also some deals in there as well. If you click that, you can see some coupons for some different attractions and things like that as well.
All right, we're going to get our football gear and be ready for Super Bowl 58.